You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. Whisper in our ear at 888-RADIO-30. Well, you don't have to whisper. You can shout if you want. 888-723-4630. We're waiting to hear from you. You certainly must have an eBay question, comment, opinion, complaint.
Oh, whatever.
Creed, screed, manifesto.
Yeah, and you know, they talk about it on the chat board. They talk about subjects and they don't call in. They talk about it on the chat board.
Yeah, I don't know
so
why.
You need to come join us on the chat board if you're not
why is
there
that,
already.
Why is that?
They don't want to call in.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. Some of them are at work.
Oh, I see.
That's understandable.
Right.
Some people are shy. That's understandable. But you know what, honey? I know a lot of these people in the chat board. There ain't a shy one amongst them.
Yeah, and plus, if there are, then they just need to have some powder milk biscuits, which gives shy persons the energy to get up and do what needs to be done.
So our number, 888-RADIO-30, or you can click on the Contact Us button on the eBay radio player and get to us right away. The Better Business Bureau, Griff, has released its list of 2013's worst scams.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, second on the list.
What is it?
It's an eBay-related scam. Scammers fool people selling items on eBay into shipping goods without actually receiving payments. Instead, the seller receives a spoof email that looks like it's from PayPal, saying that payment has been made. So here's the cure. Always confirm payment in your eBay and PayPal accounts before shipping any item. Okay?
Yes, well, and I hear this occasionally still from people who, I just heard a story. Or I get an email from somebody, a story about someone who sold a gift card on eBay and by buyer request gave them the code without shipping the card. Well, you're not if you don't ship the card, you're not going to be covered. So obviously the person used the card and then made a charge back and now they're trying to fight it. And so why would you not ship the card?
Crazy.
Ship the card.
Beth in Levittown, Pennsylvania is on the line with us, Griff. Her user ID is Depression Glass Warehouse. Beth, always great to have you on the program. What's your question or comment today?
Well, I have two questions, actually. I hope Griff has an answer for one of them.
Oh, I doubt it. I'm so stupid today.
The first question sort of ties into Marcia Collier's call.
Yeah.
The social buttons, the social sharing buttons, whatever they're called, that are on each listing...
Yeah.
The Facebook button used to let you post to your Facebook business page.
Yeah.
Now it makes you post on your Facebook personal page.
Which makes no sense.
Which is not good. Not good. Tell them to listen to Marcia.
Or better yet, I took the note off the chat board and sent it to the stores team.
Good.
Who I know pretty well now because we're doing this webinar together. As an improvement to add, and it's not impossible. I mean, it's something that could be done pretty easily. But
they used to do that, so they could just put it back that way, and
yeah, put
go
it back
and find something else.
That's what I'll tell them. I'll say, put it back the way it was. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you've built a page that is just dedicated, it's a fan page, a business page. You should be able to post just to your business page. I would be horrified posting to my personal page my things for sale on eBay. Or even talking about the business. I just don't do that.
Well, I don't do it because my brothers and sisters call me up and say, knock it off!
Oh, no. Dear. Family. It's always the family that has something to say.
You didn't tell us anything about the power outage, but now you're on here giving us all your eBay stuff. And I was like, that's not happening anymore. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, not surprised.
The other thing I have a question about is, there's actually, it comes as a two-part question, but the first part is, when you give somebody a refund for any reason,
yeah,
whether it's an overcharge on the postage or it's a return, whatever it is, the refund causes the item to be marked as unpaid.
Right.
And a little notice comes up that says, this is now eligible for the unpaid item process.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I hate that.
Another dumb thing.
It's a stupid thing. I'll even go one step farther.
I was trying to be polite. You know.
It's inexcusable. Yeah, it drives me nuts, too. You can get rid of it by marking it as paid, but who wants to have to do that? So,
but here's what it does, is if you go to the sales record and mark it as paid, it will let you check the paid box, but it will not let you put the paid date back in. It gives me an error, and I forget what the error says. I wrote it down, but I can't find the little post-it note. I have too many post-it notes laying around. Then if you go to look at it like 9 months from now to see, you can't tell what date it was actually paid on.
Yeah.
So that's another thing somebody needs to take 20 minutes and figure out and fix.
Well, send them to me in an email so I stay on top of it, and I'll forward it to the stores team.
I will do that.
That one thing alone just annoys me to death. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
It would never bother me because I would just archive it and forget about it. But the shipping manager sits over there going, I can't mark this as paid.
Beth, I want to thank you.
That drives me nuts.
I want to thank you for not just complaining in the chat board, but for calling us up on the show.
Yes, what a brave woman.
A brave woman.
I tried to call before, during the last segment, right before Marcia, but Marcia was coming on, so there wasn't time for me. So I know where I am. I'm on the chopped liver list.
Beth, you and me, honey.
I have one more thing I want to tell you, too. We need a webinar, Griff, on how to create combined shipping discounts, because I can't figure it out, and I've been here since Jesus was a little boy.
So, you mean using the old tool or the new tool?
Any tool. I can't figure it out. I can't get it to work.
So those old shipping discount tool, I wouldn't waste any time with it. Within a matter of weeks, you'll have access to the new tool that provides for discounts. It's much easier.
Because the reason I needed it was I had somebody who bought 16 comics and paid full shipping for every single one because it didn't combine them right. And that's how come I found out that the refund thing screws up. So.
Yeah. Yes, well, we have.
If they didn't mess up one thing, they wouldn't have had to hear from me at all.
Well, then we love hearing from you, so we mess things up on purpose just so we can.
Yeah, thank you, right, Beth. Yeah. We appreciate your call today.
Thanks, Beth.
Get in touch with Griff so he can go to the powers that be.
I will do that.
Thank you very much. 888.
You know, you laugh, but sometimes it actually feels that way. Like, we have to mess something up so that our people will talk to us.
That's called passive-aggressive behavior.
Oh, and we're not guilty of that.
Jim in Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm sure is not guilty of that. Known on eBay as King James Trading Post. Hey, Jim, what's your question or comment today?
Hey, how's it going? I heard that duck noise, and I'm going to try to pronounce this word if I can.
Go for it.
Go for it.
It looks like it says Nudius Tertian.
That's good enough
for
me.
Yay!
Do you know what it means?
I did look it up while you had the other caller on. It said something about a day before yesterday.
Dopo domani, the day before yesterday. Yes. So you're going to get that wonderful travel mug. And let me tell you, I have one of these, and I use it in the morning with my coffee when I go to the gym, and it's brilliant. It keeps it nice and warm. So all you need to do is email me with your shipping address, and this will be a FedEx delivery, so it can't be a P.O. box. Send it to me at griff@ebay.com, and I will speed it off to you as soon as I can.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much
for
playing Secret Void.
Jim, we do appreciate it. And we have a dishing.
Again with the dishing?
We have a dishing.
Alrighty.
We do. Are you ready?
I may, yes.
I'd like you to meet Ron in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ron from
meet
Las
Griff.
Vegas.
Hey, Griff, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
So we need the item number, Lee.
Okay, so the item number is 261.
261.
218.
218.
288.
288.
038.
038.
So I'm going to go there myself.
Ooh,
right
look
now.
At that. Oh, that's a great photo. Oh, my. Oh, I love that photo. Look at it. It's huge. Oh, I want to buy this. It's a nice photo.
It is.
It's interesting because even though it's a big photo, it's not big enough to use the zoom feature effectively. Who cares? I can see it so crystal clear the way it is. Yeah, me like a. Me like that.
Okay, so the title.
All right, so let's go to the title. So Invicta Russian Diver Watch 4342. There's some things I would put here. So I would put wrist watch as well. I might also put CCCP, which is the acrylic for the old Soviet Union.
How about analog?
Analog might be good. This is a beautiful watch. I'm kind of intrigued by this watch. I love that big fat knob on the side. I might also, what else?
Calendar?
Yeah, I would think of some. I would go look at other similar Invicta watches from other sellers and determine what they use for keywords. I see you got what looks like a model number, and that's good.
There's our music. Hold on, us. We'll be right back, Ron.
Yeah, I want to buy this watch. Okay. This open phone segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. Our lines are open, 888-723-4630. Call us here on eBay Radio.
Cross-selling entices buyers into purchasing more of what you're selling. Unlike other cross-selling tools, Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you choose the exact items to promote. Selling silver earrings? Put jewelry boxes in your Smart Gallery. Selling shoes? Display matching handbags. Smart Gallery is a free eBay app. Feature related products or advertise your most profitable ones. Get started now with Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Online sellers can save money and help the planet by reusing packaging received from vendors for their own shipments. In addition, many local merchants will let you have their used packing materials free for the taking. Make arrangements for a regular pickup, and remember, this favor works both ways. Be considerate, consistent, and on time to pick up supplies they've set aside for you. Use the lightest weight packing material you can find. Try using real popcorn for fill. Just pass on the butter and salt. Don't forget to securely wrap your items in plastic wrap of some kind so they stay clean and odor-free. Include a note on your package insert that proudly says you're shipping greener to conserve resources and save money.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
When eBay sellers wanted the largest possible box that would fit inside a USPS Priority Flat Rate Pattern envelope, Mark and Robin of BubbleFast had that box created by their suppliers. It's called the Scotty Stuffer, and it's specifically designed to ship breakables like coffee mugs safely and securely. Try it and use the discount code Scotty for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com. BubbleFast has been listening to online sellers since 1999.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 244.
If you've lost your top-rated seller status, you can fix it. Tom Sutton is an education specialist and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Black and Gold Gifts. He says he got his back this way.
We looked at it and said, well, before we were top-rated sellers, we were selling. So nothing has really changed except we're not top-rated, we're not getting the 20% discount. It wasn't the end of the world. It just simply is, you know, the icing's gone off the cake, but the cake's still there. We still had the business. We're still making money. We just needed to pay more attention to it. So what I realized I had to do was, on a daily basis, not ship daily, but ship as soon as things sold.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. Call us now at 888-723-4630, and we'll take your call. We're on the line right now with Ron in Las Vegas, and we're dishing a listing, and the number is 261-218-8255. 888-288-0038. So, Ron, we talked about the photos. They're really nice and big. I like those. I noticed that the two photos, they indicate that the dial glows. Is that a glow-in-the-dark automatically, or is it like the you push a button and it glows?
You know, I don't remember. I need to look into it.
Because that's unclear. And also, I noticed that in the title, the name inside the description, you say Invicta Russian 1959. So I don't know if that 1959 date is important, but you may want to put that in your title.
I see. Okay.
Again, your pictures are nice. They're pretty big. I might like to see the back or the more detail of the band. So I would suggest, if possible, to show that so that buyers can see it.
I would have put a few more pictures in it.
Yeah. But the pictures you have, just really nice. Really nice pictures.
Excellent.
Yeah. If we scroll down to your description, your product description is pretty good. There's a few questions I have about the layout, which is, I don't know what that, at the very top, there's something that says BH. I don't know what that means, but do you see it?
Where is that?
Just over the text for name, there's like a little BH. I don't know what that means.
Hmm.
Anyway, do you not see it?
No.
Man, maybe it's just something in my browser. And then the product specifications are pretty easy to read, so I like your description. Now we get to the point, though.
Oh, yeah, I do see the BH.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
He needs to take that out.
Yeah, you might want to take that out. The specifics are, you know, pretty easy to read. I love that. That's great. But then we get to your terms of service. Dude, what's going on here? You should uncenter the text. Centered text is really hard to read.
And don't use script.
I would not use that font face. It's also hard to read. And you want to edit this down. So the problem that you present yourself is that you I know because of the way that you've done this, is that these are important. You want a buyer to read these. But what you've inadvertently and unknowingly done is made it as hard as possible for the buyer to read it, and less likely thus that they will read it. So you want to edit these down to the very essence of what it is you're trying to say. So it's easy to read and unambiguous. I'll give you an example. You say, please provide payment as soon as possible after purchase or auction end. If you will be delayed more than 48 hours, please message us to let us know. Why even say that? I would just say payment due upon purchase. Shipping, there's much too much information in shipping, hard to read. I would find a way to edit that down. So you say this shipment of this product will be packaged and shipped within 3 business days after payment has been received. Price includes, packaging and shipping to anywhere in the United States, obviously. For shipping outside of the USA, please contact us for an updated shipping cost. Why not just indicate that using the international shipping option when you list the item? Then you're not putting a barrier in the way of purchase by an international buyer saying, oh, I've got to contact him for that. I would put that as just product shipped in 3 business days. That's all you need to say. So I would really cut down the verbiage so that it's much easier to read.
And keep your font all to the same font, but don't use the Lucida that you used, which is a script.
Yeah. It's hard to read that.
Okay, we'll make a few changes.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah,
you
know what?
Definitely.
You're going in the right direction here. But you just need to firm up a couple of things, and I think you're going to be great.
I'm so tempted to buy this watch.
It is a nice-looking watch.
It's a nice watch. I need a watch.
Thank you.
I need a hole in the head, but that doesn't stop me from buying anything. You should see my head. It's full of holes. Anywho, that's very nice photos. Nice watch. And let us know if you're able to make the changes. We'd love to do a redish, but right now we're going to give you your score for this one, and I'll let Lee go first.
Well, I think a 4.7, because I want him to clean it up. He's, you know.
Oh, 4.7.
Oh, how about a 4.8?
Well, that's what
maybe
I was going to say.
Maybe a 4.8.
4.7.
I'll give him a
4.8
because he put a lot of stuff in here and he did his best. Get those other things cleaned up, and we'd love to have you tell us, after you clean it up, call us back and we'd like to take another look at it. Because we're on the verge of giving you a better one than even 4.8.
Yeah, we want to give you a better score.
Okay?
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much,
Ron. Thanks for calling in.
We do appreciate it very much.
I want this watch.
It's a nice looking watch.
I just love big
remember
things.
Remember when the, I think, wasn't it Timex that came out with the glow-in-the-dark thing for?
Well, they have the what they call Indiglow.
And we all had to get it, you know.
Well, because you push a button and it would light up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called, it's called, their trademark for that is Indiglow.
Really? Hmm.
I loved Indiglow watches. I have lots of, I have a whole drawer full of Timex watches that I've collected over the years. I've got, unfortunately, vast drawers filled with stuff.
I love watches, and I don't have, I have one solid gold one that was, that I had from years and years ago, but the rest of them are all what I call pop watches. You know, they're Timex, all other kinds. I just get them because I like the look.
The look.
We're going to speak to Renee. Oh, gosh, Renee, honey, we didn't get to you. Renee, can you call back in 40 minutes?
Sorry, Renee.
We appreciate it.
We're such bad people. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stitch Labs Inventory Management for eBay sellers. Well, you've done it. You wasted a second hour listening to eBay Radio. You can make it up by listening to the third. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Do you want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Selling on eBay is easier with Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We keep your inventory up to date and automatically relist for you. Stitch puts your inventory, orders, and shipping info in one central spot that you can access from anywhere. Not sure what items are selling best or what your sales trends are? Our easy-to-read reports will tell you. Enjoy a free extended trial at StitchLabs.com, discount code eBay Radio. That's StitchLabs.com, discount code eBay Radio.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.